Hi there, this is Prague Talk, a podcast from Radio Prague International. I'm Ian Willoughby. My guest this time out is Karel Høring, who, as a presenter on Canal Plus Sport, is one of the faces of the English Premier League for many Czech football fans. So how has he managed the switch after decades as a print journalist? And what's it like working and travelling with star player turned pundit Karel Pavorský? Well, I discuss those questions and more with Karel Høring for this edition of Prague Talk. Karel, when I first met you, you were a print journalist for Deník Sport. You were a print journalist for, I think, about 20 years. Now you're one of the faces of football on Canal Plus Sport. How have you made that transition to TV work?
I think it came naturally because, as you mentioned, I was more than 20 years writing journalist. But with the change of the media, with so many podcasts and other platforms, I started to be part of podcasts like Football Focus and a few others. So it improved my knowledge about how to speak and I don't say I'm perfect, but I slowly started to move on other platforms. And then when the offer, and maybe it was the reason why I got the offer from Canal Plus Sport when they bought rights for Premier League. So we started in 2022. It was not easy sometimes, but it's something I really, really like because it's a great, how to say, honor for me to be part of such a big competition, and I call it big circus, but in a good way, as a Premier League.
And what has been the hardest thing to learn about being on TV, or the hardest skill to master?
There are two things which I would call still a nightmare for me. It's not life. If I'm live and I'm, for example, at the stadium, there is 60,000 people, there is noisy, but I can hear the questions on my ear from the presenter, it's okay for me and I can answer. But what is difficult for me is when I have to speak, for example, only 3 minutes and watching to the camera, as I'm not educated speaker for TV, so it's quite difficult for me. And I have to admit, I like interviews when we are in the office, and we have sometimes 10-minute interviews with players via Zoom, and it's okay. But when I do post-match interviews, you are in the small interview area. There is the player or coach, camera operator, four other journalists, and you are in the small room. So you naturally feel that you should be quiet. And it's my problem when I'm asking them, my voice is quiet. I want to be more persuading. And sometimes it's difficult for me because you don't know, maybe you will get the name of the player you are going to speak to 5 minutes before. So you have to prepare some general question and then you have to quickly react. So this is probably the most difficult for me.
And also it's in English, right? And
yes.
The player maybe doesn't have great English.
Sometimes I think the language is okay. But sometimes, you know, you can speak with players who don't like media, who are shy. My fresh experience 2 weeks ago when I was at the game Spurs against Manchester City, I got from Man City Nico O'Reilly, a more experienced journalist based in England who knows the players. One guy from Israel, he told me, "Ah, sorry, guy. It wouldn't be a very good interview," because he was really very short. He gave me very short
and
answers.
Also, he's like 20 or something.
He's
very young.
Yes, yes, yes. He was. Of course, he was frustrated because they lost a 2-goal lead. He's young, so not too experienced. So sometimes it's very difficult when you put a question and the answer is very short, so you have to be very quick. 5 or 10 minutes later, I did interview with Thomas Frank, and it was opposite. So he was very talkative after good result for Spurs. So it's quite challenging for me.
And what have been your best experiences of interviewing players, especially in the post-game interviews?
In terms of big names, I can say Virgil van Dijk, but also it was it was disaster because it was my first interview, and it was quite funny because it was in October 2022 it was game Liverpool against West Ham United, and of course I had asked for Tomáš Souček before the game, and after the game I all my questions were prepared for Tomáš Souček in Czech, so I felt comfortable. But the guy from PL production came to me and told me, listen, no Tomáš today, but you have Virgil. And I was so shocked that I said, my reaction was like, okay, but I wanted Tomáš. And he looked at me like I'm crazy because I didn't want to speak to Virgil. I said, okay, I'm happy to speak to Virgil. But I started to prepare my question and suddenly I saw Virgil coming. So I had no questions. So I started with some basic question like, can you sum up the game? And when I was preparing the second question in my head, I suddenly listened Virgil already talking about this topic. So I was closed. I said something. The second question, the third one was terrible. My only luck was that there were technical problems. So the interview wasn't broadcasted. It never went publicly. So I have a picture with doing an interview with Virgil, but the interview was terrible.
And like me, you're a Liverpool fan. Were you at the game against Spurs in April when Liverpool won and then won the league in front of their own fans for the first time in decades?
It was, yes, I was there. I was very lucky. And as I always say, I feel really honored that I have this opportunity. And with the... We went there with we were three member group, me, Karel Poborský, our main pundit, and we invited Vladimír Šmicer to experience this, the possibility of watching the winning the title at Anfield. It was a great trip, 2 or 3 days we spent together. We stayed in one big house, so it was quite funny having breakfast and the game was really, it started with a quick goal from Spurs, but the reaction from the stadium and from the players was amazing. And when Liverpool scored third goal, I think Vlady Šmicer started to celebrate and Kampion. Karel Poborský was smiling. So it was great, great experience. And I really, one of the highlights of my 3.5 years at Canal Plus Sport so far.
What do you find the best grounds to visit in England?
If we don't talk about like Anfield, Old Trafford, Emirates, the from the big clubs, I definitely like St. James's Park in Newcastle because the stadium is really beautiful, it's in the center and the atmosphere was great. I was lucky to be there for game Newcastle against Manchester United. It was unusual kickoff time, Saturday 8 p.m. So you can imagine, and it was really cold there. It was like December. It was a really cold day. So you can imagine how some supporters already came in the stadium.
They had a few bottles of Newcastle Brown.
Yes, exactly. The atmosphere was amazing. Newcastle won 1-0. So I went back to my hotel through the city center, and it was a really celebrating mood.
You mentioned Karel Poborský, who's your main pundit on Canal Plus Sport. I must say, let's say when he was a player, he did not seem like the kind of person who one day would be a successful TV pundit. He seemed like a very quiet guy, very kind of introverted even. What is he like to work with, to travel with?
It's a great experience. I think it's not only about me, but also about my younger colleagues who of course had Karel Poborský as a legend, as a football legend, and someone, and now they can speak to him, making jokes, because Karel has a great sense of humor, let's say English dry jokes, and so it's always a great pleasure to go with him. We can feel from him that he is really happy to do it with us, and he respects us. He doesn't spend time with us only half an hour before the studio and after he's leaving. We can go, sometimes we go for a beer, to watch some game together. When we are in England, we are still somewhere together. So for us, it's a great experience. And as you mentioned, he also admitted that when he talked to his wife that he would go and he would like to start TV work. his wife was surprised because she asked him, "You want to speak in TV? You who say in two words in 1 hour at home?" But yeah, he's really good. And what we really admire, because some former players, they think in the studio they can talk without preparation, deeper preparation, just using their own experience. You can do it, and it's very, very important. But when you are repeatedly in the studio, sometimes you run out with the new things, new ideas. Sometimes you have a feeling that you repeat yourself. But Karel is so professional, very deep preparation for each studio. So it's great pleasure to work with him.
And I guess the Premier League provide you with huge amounts of stats and stuff.
Absolutely.
You guys also have at Canal Plus Sport Jaromir Bosak, who I've heard a lot of commentators in my life following football. He is one of the best. I love this guy. He's so fresh and kind of different and original, the things that he says. How much do you feel he is an asset to your station?
As you mentioned, he is the biggest name of especially football commentators in the country for many, many years, let's say decades. And it was very important for us, especially at the start when the new channel was released, to get such a big name. Yeah, so for us, definitely, it was, let's say, big sign.
You must think about this quite a lot. What kind of analysis makes for the best television?
I think we all are inspired by English television or TV sport channels. Yeah, so I really prefer to mix proper and interesting analysis, but it has to be also fun, because sometimes we forget that football is an entertainment. It's a show. You are not, when you are in the studio, you are not on the football coaching license exams.
What do you make of the development in England, where now you have these former players like Roy Keane and Jamie Carragher, who, if they make a statement, it's bigger news than what the managers say, often what the current players say, and they're kind of dominating football all these years after they stop playing?
I think it's very difficult, especially for Manchester United, because in the 90s, when the punditry just started, it was difficult for Liverpool, because there were Mark Lawrenson, Alan Hansen, Liverpool legends who were main pundits. And when Liverpool didn't well in the 90s, they were also critical. But it moved then, and now the domination of the pundits, as you mentioned, are former Manchester United players. As I mentioned, I really admire them. Yeah? It's always inspiring when you see some really deep analysis with Jamie Carragher, ex-Liverpool player, on Monday Night Football. So it's very inspiring, yeah? But with so many podcasts now, and they want to be, you know, when you run podcasts, you want to be popular, you go for clicks, so for headlines and for some big, let's say, big statements. And for example, the recent case with there was Paul Scholes and Nicky Butt, they were offensive to Lisandro Martinez. Yeah, they make jokes from him even before the game. And it came to me quite cheap from them, because it was really like, we want to make only headlines. It was very, for me, it was too much. Yeah, so sometimes now you can see they have big power, and they know they have a big power. So sometimes it's, for me, too much, but still I think it's very good inspiration for us.
Many thanks indeed to Karel Herring for speaking to me for this edition of Prague Talk, a podcast from Radio Prague International. If you're new to the pod and enjoyed my talk with Karel, why not check out some of the earlier conversations in this series? And of course, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. But that's all for now from me, Ian Willoughby. Thank you so much indeed for listening to Prague Talk, and talk to you again very soon.